With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump on the campaign trail last night in Greensboro, North Carolina.
This election is a choice between whether we will have four more years of incompetence, failure, and disaster, or whether we'll begin the four greatest years in the history of our country. We'll do something that nobody will even believe.
Forecasters say Hurricane Kristi has strengthened to a Category 2 storm in the Pacific Ocean and expected to remain far away from land as it quickly grows more powerful. National Hurricane Center does say the storm is southwest of the southern tip of the Baja California Peninsula of Mexico, moving west at about 20 miles per hour. Forecasters say there are no chances of it reaching the United States. Also at SRNnews.com, correspondent Norman Hall says flying air taxis are one step closer to taking off.
Federal regulators have given a strong push to electric-powered air taxis by issuing a final rule for operating the aircraft and how pilots will be trained to fly them. These aircraft take off and land vertically like helicopters, but fly like fixed-winged planes. Many companies are working to get them to the market. The Federal Aviation Administration says it's stressing safety as it works to fold in the brand new flight category, powered lift aircraft. Current technology limits their size and likely means they will be used most often in urban areas.
He was one of baseball's most entertaining characters and a great pitcher to boot, Fernando Valenzuela, Los Angeles Dodgers pitching ace who inspired Fernando Mania in the early 80s, has died. He was 63 years old. Valenzuela left his job as the Dodgers' Spanish-language TV broadcaster in September and had been hospitalized since then. This is SRN News. Well, many Christians apparently view porn.
A new poll released by the Barna Group and Pure Desire Ministries finds that 54% of practicing Christians, including pastors, say they view pornography at least occasionally. Amongst the general public, it's 68%. The survey also reveals that 75% of Christian men admit to using porn, as do 40% of Christian women. Researchers say the gap between porn use by believers and non-believers is narrowing. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious freedom advocates and human rights activists making renewed calls for an end to blasphemy laws around the globe. 80 nations still enforce blasphemy statutes, and in places like Afghanistan, Iran, Nigeria, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, and others, violation of those measures can be a sentence of death. The vast majority of nations that punish blasphemy are mostly Muslim. This is SRN News. Taxpayers will again see higher standard deductions for 2025.
The Internal Revenue Service detailed the increases in its annual inflation adjustments. For single taxpayers and married individuals filing separately in tax year 2025, the standard deduction is rising to $15,000, up $400 from 2024. And for couples who file jointly, that standard deduction will be $30,000 for 2025, an $800 increase from the year prior.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Millions of Americans cannot afford to buy a home, making housing a central issue for voters. Both campaigns talking of boosting home construction. Among Kamala Harris' proposals, $25,000 in down payment assistance for first-time home buyers, but she has yet to say where exactly that money will come from. More details at SRNnews.com.